1, Scene 8. The curtain rises to expose Mr. Wentworth's office complex. Mr. Wentworth has poked his head out of his office and is engaging his secretary, Carla, in a conversation.
Carla, where's my schedule?
On your desk, Mr. Wentworth, next to your inbox. Your first meeting is with the acquisition finance team at 9 a.m. Remember, you asked them for a business case review last week regarding the Murphy Group acquisition.
Yeah, got it. By the way, make sure I have time for an early lunch in town with Marilyn. She's meeting me here for her belated birthday celebration.
Yes, sir.
Karen shows up with Dinesh to discuss the acquisition business case. Jimmy is homesick with depression after his breakup.
Oh, your 9 o'clock is here. I'll send them in.
Good morning, team. Have a seat. Where's Jimmy? Isn't he the project lead? Where's Ms. Zimmerman?
Jimmy's homesick, Mr. Wentworth, so I'm representing the business development organization today. Karen is from finance and representing Ms. Zimmerman.
Ms. Zimmerman is on travel, Mr. Wentworth, but she left me your copy of the business case analysis.
Very well.
Karen and Dinesh tag-team the presentation. Dinesh is up first.
Well, Mr. Wentworth, here we present a set of numbers that are excellent. Here's a company that they should buy. Let us explain and soon you'll know why.
Shipments are up and inventory's down. Future orders look very sound. Disclosure's solid, tax records clean. Cost of sales is the best we've ever seen.
It's all in the numbers, they tell the score. Numbers, sweet numbers, is there anything more? Balance sheets and tax rates, titillating stuff. Numbers, oh numbers, can't get enough.
Let me see if I've got this straight. These numbers say they shouldn't wait. The P&L and the balance sheet tells me this deal just can't be beat.
Mr. Wentworth, you brilliant mind, this deal's too good to decline. The numbers say it has such appeal. It's up to you to recommend the deal. It's all in the numbers, the numbers, they tell the score. Numbers, sweet numbers, is there anything more? Balance sheets and tax rates, titillating stuff. Numbers, oh numbers, we can't get enough. Numbers, oh numbers, we can't get enough.
Excellent presentation. Thanks for pulling it together on such short notice.
Dinesh and Karen leave Mr. Wentworth's office. They strike up a conversation as they walk down the hall towards their own office areas.
Hey, great job, Karen. That was fun.
Same to you. We make a great team, don't you think?
Yes, a great team. I really like working with you.
The focus shifts back to Mr. Wentworth's office area.
Carla, make sure we have all department approvals in the system, and then draft my recommendation letter to the Murphy Group.
Yes, sir. I'll get right on. Also, it's Secretary's Day tomorrow. Shall I order flowers for all the secretaries and admins? Oh, and your ex-wife called but didn't leave a message. Just wants you to call her back.
Carla, you're the greatest. I don't know what I'd do without you. Go ahead and order the flowers, and don't forget to buy yourself something nice. What about the guy admins? Can't forget them.
Carla mutters to herself as she leaves the office.
Taking me to lunch would be nice for once.
Marilyn walks into the office for her lunch date and greets Carla.
Hi, Carla. Is James ready?
I'll tell him you're here. Mr. W., Marilyn is here.
Let's go, baby. Have you picked out a lunch place?
Mr. Wentworth and Marilyn leave for their lunch date, leaving Carla working at her desk, lamenting her situation.
He miss me? Why won't he look my way? I dream he'll kiss me. What must I do or say? Every day I spend around him, I pray that it might be. If only someone could make him see that I am the one true love, a match that is heaven sent. But I can't make a dent. How can I reach him? How can I catch his eye? Right through me, like every other guy. Maybe fate has dealt me a hand that just isn't meant to win. Rejection surrounds me once again. I had hoped my life was this. My love is deep inside. Maybe I'll show him. Why should I be denied? Every day I spend around him, I pray that it might be. If only someone could make him see.
The lights fade to close out scene 8.